Order, order.
With history makers working overtime this week, the House was pressed to cope with first the surprise result of the United States presidential election, acknowledged by the key national-led government with this from its most senior cabinet minister in the chamber when Parliament resumed at 2 p.m.
The Honourable Stephen Joyce.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House convey its congratulations to President-elect Donald Trump on his election as the next President of the United States and to Vice-President-elect Mike Pence on his election, and doing so express our desire to work with the incoming Trump administration to continue building on New Zealand's already strong relationship with the United States.
Labour's Deputy Leader Annette King joined Mr. Joyce in congratulating Donald Trump before moving right along.
I also want to acknowledge Hillary Clinton, who achieved much in her public life and has been a good friend to New Zealand. There is no doubt over the year-long divisive presidential campaign that many Americans have been left fearful and concerned as to where they fit in their country. I call on Mr. Trump to follow through on his words and pledge last night that it's now time for America to bind the wounds of division and that he will be the president for all Americans.
But the Greens' co-leader Matiria Ture wasn't going along with that.
So, no, I will not support this motion to congratulate Trump, and neither will the Green Party. We vow to fight the climate change denial, the misogyny, the racism represented by Trump. We will not let hate triumph. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Order,
Mr. Speaker.
The Right Honourable Winston Peters.
While the New Zealand First Leader and his party did not join Matiria Ture and the Greens in voting against the motion, the election result had not come as a surprise to him.
I predicted what so many experts did not. That was, not after the event, beforehand, who would win, who would become the 45th President of the United States. The media and the experts and the pollsters, and this House as well, that side of course, decided to ignore it, and that's why they were shocked by the outcome yesterday. All foreseeable, all predictable, all forecast, but no, these people who think they've got the prescience of mind to understand and run a country sit there in this snobbing sniggery today.
Mr. Peters said it came down to three words.
As in America, as in the UK, but now New Zealand. One party uniquely has these three words. We hear you.
Mr. Speaker.
Marama Fox.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I had three words in mind and they weren't those ones. I think they were pot, kettle and black.
The Māori Party co-leader acknowledged the disappointment felt by some.
There was a collective sigh this morning and a girding of the loins for the next 4 years by across the world. I'm a pragmatist at heart. I like to see the silver lining around the clouds. And as I look to America, I think, well, you know what? The bricklayers are going to be happy and the concrete merchants will be happy because they'll be building a wall very soon to keep Americans in.
The only other speaker was the ACT Party's David Seymour.
Mr. Speaker, I do want to quibble slightly with the President-elect on one particular point, and that is I know that many women in the US and many women in New Zealand are deeply disturbed by the comments made by a man who has now been elected the leader of the free world and one of the most powerful men on the planet. And I certainly hope that on behalf of that sentiment, on behalf of those people that he has disturbed, he will back away from those comments and apologise. But with that minor quibble, I join with other leaders in celebration of democracy and in congratulation of the 45th and the 45th president-elect of the United States, Donald Trump. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
The motion congratulating Donald Trump was passed by 106 to the 14 of the Greens. That was followed by question time and another historic moment as the House grappled with an unprecedented event. A bill discharged after a select committee failed to report it back to the chamber on the due date, with the government then moving to send it back to the committee. is the bill containing the government's controversial amendments to the Resource Management Act, now back with the Local Government and Environment Committee, where it has already spent 11 months. I'm Tom Frewen, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.